Welcome to the second episode of Life Lean In with Dan Smith. Today, we are talking about a very important issue that I think, honestly, we all deal with, and it's the comparison trap. Comparison and competition tend to go together and sometimes actually fights against our own growth. So here's how I want to explain it. At an early age, man, I used to watch people like other athletes to kind of learn my craft, to learn things that I might not have been good at or things that I wanted to get better at. And I remember very specifically that I chose to watch long jumpers in particular because I don't know about you, but it's not that we had bad coaches in track and field, but maybe they didn't have the expertise that I really needed to grow in my particular event. So I would watch these long jumpers. I would watch their form. I would watch their steps, their takeoff. I would watch how they would fall into the sand. Everything about it, I would pay attention, and then I'd compare myself so that I could get better. Well, today, I do something completely different. And you might find yourself in a different scenario as well. Maybe it's in your workplace, or maybe you're a mom and you're looking for help, but then you find yourself maybe comparing yourselves to other moms. Or maybe dads, the same thing. Maybe you're comparing yourself to other dads and how they interact with their kids. Whatever it is, we're going to talk today about the comparison trap. You see, I look at other churches. I look at other church leaders because that's what I do. I'm a leader of a church. I pastor a church. And so I'm always looking at ideas, trying to learn and to grow. I read blogs. I watch leadership podcasts, just like this one. I have Instagram and Facebook and social media and all those things where I can see so many different people who do what I do. But very quickly, I can turn into, from letting it grow me and learn some things, into actually comparing myself to others, and it's a trap. You see, because comparison can kill your confidence. Comparison can kill your confidence when maybe you compare yourself to another person and maybe you don't get the results that they're getting, but you're expecting it to happen for you. And comparison kills our confidence because it focuses a lot on what we might not actually be or on what we might not have. And because so comparison can kill. Now, I'm competitive, and I think it's a great thing to be competitive. Competitiveness is not necessarily a bad thing. But man, when you get competitive and you start to lean more to the side of comparison, man, it can be very destructive to each of us individually. I love this passage of scripture found in Hebrews 12, verses 1 through 2. It says, "Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a huge crowd of witnesses to the life of faith," this is basically talking about, man, there's a people around you that are wanting you to succeed in whatever it is, to be a great mom, to be a great husband or boss, to be a great teammate, grow, get better. But don't let comparison kill your growth. It says, "Let us strip off every weight that slows us down." It says, especially the sin that so easily trips us up. It's sin is that thing that helps us. It's when we miss the mark. And man, isn't it true that when we miss the mark, so often we focus on what we don't have and who we aren't and our failings and our failures. And we allow those things to control us and we don't end up moving forward. We let our past keep us where we are instead of growing. And man, comparison brings this to light in a powerful way. So what do we do? The scripture continues and it says, "Let us run with endurance the race that God has set before us." Now, comparison is when we're looking at other people running their race. We're looking at what they're doing and what they've done. And man, they're probably doing an incredible job, but you need to run your race. You need to be the wife that God's called you to be, or husband. Man, you got to run as the parents that you are created to be. Your house is different than another person's house. Your business, your calling. Man, comparison can really rob you of being you. And God wants you to run your race. How does this happen? We do this by keeping our eyes on Jesus, the champion who initiates and perfects our faith. So how does this practically happen? How can we avoid letting the comparison trap take us out and take us down? The first thing that Hebrews tells us is that we need to get around people who can help us be the best version of us. Man, they're not trying to get us to be like all those other people. And man, we can look to other people to learn and to grow. But man, we got to be us. And so the people that we surround ourselves with, we need to be very careful who we choose. We need to choose the right they who are helping us to be us, to be who God has called us to be, and to be the best versions of ourselves. The second thing we need to do is we need to let go of the past. Man, failure can be one of the greatest tools for us to learn and to grow. But too many of us in the comparison trap, we end up looking at other people, especially in the world of social media today. We think, man, they have it all together because look at their life and look at their Instagram. Man, people always post what's the highlight reel of their life. And you can get caught in the comparison trap when you're comparing their highlight reel to your own junk and the things of your past and the things where you fall short in the past. It's a comparison trap. And we got to let go of the past. We need to surround ourselves with the right people to help us to become the better versions of us. Let go of the past. Those things that are hindering you from moving forward. Listen, God has forgiven your past. A matter of fact, he even says himself that he remembers it no more. So why are you still holding on to it? It's a trap. Let it go. So why should you let it continue to define you? If God has forgiven it and he doesn't remember it, let it go. Comparison can bring out the worst of insecurities that exist inside of us. And it hinders our growth. It keeps us from moving forward past the things in our past. It helps us to just stay where we are when God wants you to run your race with endurance and move forward. You've got this. Don't fall into the comparison trap. Sure, look at other people. Look for ways to grow. Watch these podcasts and other podcasts. Get around people who are going to encourage you to be the best version of yourself. But you run your race. Run your race with confidence. Thank you for joining me for this week's Life Lean In. Make sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel. And man, if it helps you, consider sharing this with someone else. And remember, life is not about perfection. Life is about progress. So never stop growing. Never stop learning. Keep learning and keep leaning in.